With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We may be just a few hours away from a final House vote on President Trump's spending and tax cut bill. For a time overnight, it appeared the bill was dead, but then some Republican skeptics relented, allowing the debate to begin. It's now underway. Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Speaker Mike Johnson have been lobbying hard for the bill, and correspondent Bernie Bennett says the president has been doing his part.
President Trump met separately at the White House with members of the House Freedom Caucus and another group of moderate House Republicans about his signature legislation known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The mammoth bill passed the Senate on Tuesday with changes to the version that the House passed by a single vote in May.
And now the Senate-approved version is being debated. Speaker Johnson says he's confident it will win approval when it's voted on, probably later this morning. The bill, which would block a huge tax hike and extend the Trump tax cuts, uniformly opposed by the Democrats. They predict dire consequences if the bill becomes law, even claiming that it would kill people. Seven people still missing after a powerful explosion at a California fireworks warehouse.
That explosion Tuesday, captured by Hudson Sheets, was at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California's Yolo County. The ensuing fire setting off more fireworks and eventually collapsing the building. The fire chief in Esparto says two people injured received medical care, but seven people are reported missing. One woman telling the Sacramento Bee her boyfriend and two of his brothers are among them, and it was his first day on the job at the warehouse. The cause is under investigation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Four people were killed, 14 others hospitalized. A drive-by shooting last night in Chicago happened outside a nightclub that had hosted a rapper's album release party. The Dow futures up 36 points. This is SRN News. Russia is persecuting people of faith.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language broadcasters, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back. They're teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill, would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in their new vehicles. This is SRN News. South Korea's president says it remains unclear whether Seoul and Washington can wrap up their tariff negotiations by next week's deadline set by President Trump. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is hailing a brand new trade deal. He says it's been hammered out with Vietnam. A Dodgers pitching ace achieves one of baseball's milestones.
Clayton Kershaw waited until his final pitch to join one of baseball's most exclusive clubs. The 37-year-old longtime Los Angeles Dodgers ace became the 20th pitcher in MLB history to record 3,000 career strikeouts on Wednesday against the White Sox, striking out Vinny Capra on his 100th pitch of the night to end the sixth inning. The game was paused to honor Kershaw, who embraced members of his team and tipped his hat to the crowd. Kershaw is the fourth left-hander to reach 3,000 strikeouts and only the third player to do so with one franchise. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.